Welcome to Bevy of Bevies, the podcast about consumable liquid. This podcast is brought to you by Sea House and Jan and Cullen Achley. How are you today, Cullen?
It's going killfully thus far. I'm doing great.
You're really into Claymer lately.
We love Claymer.
Today we are drinking mojitos. It is coming to us in a metal can. This beverage was manufactured by Bacardi Limited. Cullen, it is a sultry one today.
Wow. News to me. I was ready for this one to be all business. Oh, sure.
Now. I never mix work and pleasure.
Let's just keep going.
My can is already, as Trinidad James once put, sweating.
Yeah. Look, it's season two. Canonically, summer season. With the podcast and with the world, season two is summer.
Yep.
So we get our cold drinks that they sweat a little bit.
Yeah. I believe, are you using some kind of storage device, right?
Well, that was just in transit between before we recorded and when we started. I had it in a Yeti tumbler just sitting in its can.
Sure. So we're rocking the canned mojito. I've never had this. I assume you have not either.
I have not either. They arrived yesterday. Maybe I'll do a little bit where I talk about Drizzly. But they arrived yesterday, and I thought about having one yesterday, but I was like, no, I should save my first sip for the podcast.
I did get two just for fun, and I was like, just in case I get the urge to really drink it before we record the episode, but I have not touched it either. Container talk, I mean, obviously, mojito, you're going to get the green going.
Yeah.
We've got
some lime wheels.
Yeah, some mint leaves, a bit of palm tree type action, yeah, I imagine. Yeah,
certainly a frond.
The Bacardi bubbles. Logo, the Bacardi bat, what do we think about this?
You know, I've never really thought about it. I'm not a huge Bacardi drinker.
What's your relationship like with rum?
I like it. I usually, if I'm having a rum cocktail, it's usually a rum and cola, which I prefer a white rum with that as well, a silver rum, what have you.
A lighter, not a dark liquor.
Yeah. Spiced rum and like dark rum you would use for something else. But, you know, I've dabbled with your Captain Morgan's. Might be it.
Others.
What other rum brands are there?
Well, I think we've talked about this before, but you guys do have Kraken, right?
Kraken, yeah, that's a dark rum, yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about that before, I believe.
But I mean, Bacardi, I never really drank mojitos. From time to time, I'll have one, but it is a rare treat. I'm excited.
Not to spoil, I imagine we won't be covering this on any episode, but the 7-Eleven has a 7-Up mojito flavor, Big Gulp. And I was like, oh, this could be good, right? It's intriguing, right? At the very least, it's intriguing.
Sure.
And so I tried it, and I was like, too minty.
I mean, I love mint, so.
Okay. Do you ever mess with a mint julep at all?
I do love a mint julep because I love bourbon. And I love a lot of, like, small ice.
Sure. Do we need to run down the ingredients? Mine is with cane sugar. What kind of sugar are you working with here? Because that, I feel like, is often a difference when we have these canned beverages.
I don't see any ingredients on this can because it came in a box.
Oh dear. Well, mine advertises that it is gluten-free. Mm-hmm. It is made with cane sugar, and it has natural flavor, whatever that means.
Yeah, natural flavor is gluten-free, no artificial sweeteners.
Yeah.
I've also got real rum, real ingredients, island flavor. I'm sure we'll talk about the canned cocktail craze more.
Sure.
And, this one doesn't have any ingredients listed. I imagine on the box somewhere it says it.
Yeah, I've got some ingredients. I mean, primarily carbonated water, rum, cane sugar, natural flavor, and then a host of various supplements, vitamins and minerals, etc. Shall we crack this baby?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Ooh. Oh,
getting a big
splattered
minty nose. This is the sultry episode.
Keep that.
We didn't talk about it. It is like a thin, like white claw size can.
Ooh.
You want to get your first sip in while I talk about it a little bit more?
Sure. And, I'm getting a strong minty hit as well.
It is very minty up top, and yeah, it's sort of thin white claw can, which I think is the popular for like most hard seltzers. For canned cocktails, in my experience, I still usually see the more traditional short can, I guess you would call it now.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, I still like High Noons. I don't know if you have those in Canada.
Not
familiar. It's a vodka soda canned drink, and those are also in the Tall Slim can. I'm going to go for my first sip.
Go ahead. I feel like for us, I feel like a lot of canned cocktails are regional. Up here, I mean, I've talked about like the Georgian Bay Gin Smash before. That's a big one for us. You have taken your first sip. You've had quite a strong reaction.
A very strong flavor.
Interesting. You because my experience was the bouquet is quite strong. Like the mint really hits you up top, but I actually found it quite smooth.
I feel like I'm drinking like a soda. Basically, it's so sweet, so fruity, so minty. What it reminds me of is, I don't want to get the brand wrong, there used to be a mojito flavored gum.
Wow.
I want to say it was Orbit.
Sure. What I will say is, for me, like, I mean, again, we sort of talked about the idea of the sweetness factor and how maybe you perceive sweetness a little more readily than I do. I mean, certainly I describe it as a fairly neutral flavor with the exception of the mint. And I was a little worried, much like my 7-Up mojito experience, that the mint was going to be overpowering just based on the smell. But I actually found it sort of levels out quite nicely. And it's almost like in the underside of the mouth is where I'm getting that mint aftertaste.
Yeah, there is a nice mint aftertaste. It goes well with, like, the sugar flavor. and the liminess up top. It is Orbit Mint Mojito Gum. I looked it up. Was a favorite as a kid, and it tastes exactly like this drink. It's very crazy. It was, like, very, like, juicy, fruity, minty in the background, and it just reminds me of it. It's really crazy. I was expecting something more. As I think often happens to me with canned cocktails, I was expecting something more seltzery, but it is like a full body drink.
Yeah, or more alcohol forward, sort of.
Mm. Yeah, what are we looking at percentage-wise? 5.9 is not nothing.
Okay. Like, I've got 5% flat.
Wow, so I'm getting a little extra hit.
So maybe there's a little bit of sweetener coming into play for you to sort of compensate for that difference.
Maybe. I will have to look at the
nutritional facts.
Yeah, mine is just the government, like, government warning for drinking alcohol. And then, like, Bacardi's phone number, website, and bottled by Castleton Beverage.
Mine was packaged in Quebec, I'll have you know.
Bottled by Castleton Beverage Corporation, La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Good for them.
And it looks like if I take this one to Hawaii or Maine, I'll get a nice 10 cents for it.
Hello.
This can.
Let's go.
So you know that Bacardi was founded in Cuba in 1862. And in
Havana
1964, exactly right, in 1964, they opened U.S. offices in Miami.
I mean, that's the classic connection, you know?
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, I mean, we should mention mojitos. Of course, Miami Vice. Have not seen the film, but
ooh, it's good.
It has really brought mojitos back into the mainstream, right?
In a big way, yeah. I mean, mainstream,
sure.
Give up for debate, but certainly people are talking about mojitos online more than ever.
Sure.
And, I think unquestionably.
That's true.
And we also know that the mojito is born in Havana, Cuba. Just like you were singing about.
Ooh, na-na.
Yeah.
I didn't mention, but my father had a mojito phase, like, recently.
That's
like, within the last 5 years, probably. he would, because like he really messes with the fresh herbs.
Yeah.
Or like the herb where it's like you get the plant and then it kind of like grows, just sits on your kitchen counter or whatever, or your windowsill. So he really would like the mint, and so he'd mix up the mojito, which is very strange because he's not a big alcohol drinker in general, and I've certainly never known him to have a liquor. And so it was a weird little phase that he delved into there.
You should maybe gift him a can.
See sure.
What he thinks.
Well, not to advertise my travel plans, but we will be up at the cottage on vacation soon. Maybe I'll bring a couple of these along, let him try one.
Yeah. And then also about mojitos, favorite drink of Ernest Hemingway.
Wow, that's surprising.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's like a big rum swiggler. he loved the daiquiri. I feel like there was a famous Hemingway daiquiri.
Really? If you would think that he would like one of those like classic boring old drinks, like an old fashioned or a what you call it, Manhattan.
Sure. I mean, it's a very simple drink. It's soda water, sugar cube, mint, lime, rum.
Sure. I guess it kind of surprised me that he's into the citrus family.
I mean, scurvy. He was in the war.
I mean, you nailed it. Absolutely. Shall we move on to our segment?
Sure.
Because we have a classic lengthy segment today.
Yeah.
it's going to be another game of What Am I Drinking, I believe is what it's called. I feel like these segment names really rotate a lot.
No one can tell that we're just repeating the same five or whatever.
Yeah. We have like two segments. I will say, I already cracked the seal here.
Sure, but I will tell you,
I'm going to be opening a plastic bottle.
Okay.
And I will be pouring this beverage into the bottle, or into a glass. I've not had this beverage before.
Okay.
Okay, and I will hold it up for you.
So I get a look at the color.
Amber.
Looks like almost like an apple juice look.
Ooh, and there's some particulate matter in here.
Oh, we've got some floaties. Now, I don't want to rat you out. You did say that there looks like there is residue in your cup
before we started. Come on.
Do we think that is from the drink or from the cup?
No, I'm looking at the bottle right now, and I can see the floaties. I hadn't previously noticed the floaties here.
So clean cup, Your Honor. And
tin cup.
Sure. And then, you drink a, what do you call out of? You said it earlier, a julep.
Sure. I mean, it's just a normal glass. I'm going to have a sip here.
Great. So I'm looking at it. My instinct is apple juice. Almost looks like a Martinelli's gold color.
Okay.
Jeez. Giving it the okay, giving it a little... Sounds good. My guess, it's a little sweet.
Yep, definitely sweet.
Oh, here, I'll let you go again. Mm-hmm.
Please go ahead. It's your
out of a bottle with some floats. I'm thinking a fruit juice.
Is that a question?
Is it apple cider? Like, or is it unfiltered apple juice?
No, it is not strictly speaking a fruit juice.
Interesting. So maybe it's a tea.
I mean, it's kind of an interesting.
Delineations.
Yeah. It certainly contains natural ingredients, I will say.
Okay, very interesting. So you said you never had this before. Is this a brand of drink that you've never had before, or is it a type of drink that you've never had before?
I've maybe had this type of drink before once. I've certainly never had this flavor.
Interesting.
The brand is interesting because the brand is pretty much, or at least like the most prominent piece of labeling, is just the name of the type of drink it is.
Okay, interesting. Can you hold it up again?
Yes.
Get another look at the glass. It is a little. It's tough to say. My guess. I'm gonna say for my second guess that it's a tea.
You're in the right area.
Interesting.
Probably. It could be described as a tea or something of that sort.
So, It could be described as a tea, but it's not a tea explicitly. There's particulate in it. Did you shake it before you opened it?
I did not shake it, I don't think. This particulate exists throughout.
Sure, sure, sure. And what are you tasting, like tasting notes-wise?
It sort of has that, like, the flat on your tongue kind of taste. And then okay. You're getting more, like, flavor toward the back of the throat. I mean, I feel like I am getting the flavor advertised, which is not a common flavor in a beverage. And that's more hitting towards, like, the roof of the mouth and the back of the throat. It's not overly sweet, but it is quite sweet.
Interesting.
This would probably go great in a cocktail, I will say.
Okay, I was about to ask, it's not alcoholic then.
No, it's not alcoholic.
Then, this is a tough one.
Can I give you a hint?
Yeah, I'll take a hint.
It contains plant matter.
Okay, so I was going to say something involving barley.
No, not like that.
Plant matter. Is it like a THC drink?
No, that's a great guess. CBD it is like drink. Indica.
Yeah.
No, it's not like that. It's more like health. I mean, I don't think it is healthy just based on the taste, but like it's more something where it'd be marketed as like this is natural and good.
And tea adjacent.
Yeah, I mean, it's tea adjacent insofar as, like, it's made from a plant, kind of. I don't know really exactly how they make this.
Is it, and it's, I really am curious. Is it some sort of, it's some sort of, like, herbal drink?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, I think it's more in the juice family than the herbal family, but I think it is certainly trying to sort of capitalize on that concept.
I might need one final hint.
Okay, one last hint. What can I tell you? It's not like a fruit. I mean, it does have a fruit flavor, I will tell you that. But it's not the plant matter in question is not like a fruit. It's something that you wouldn't necessarily be like, they make a drink out of this. And it is used for other uses as well.
So, for my final guess, I'm just going to say this is some sort of, I can't get it out of my head. Is it, one more question. is it a grain?
No.
Okay, then I might not have it.
It's a succulent. I'll say,
it's like an aloe drink.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah, sure.
This is, and do you have any guesses about the flavor?
Mango.
Nope. This is a Coya aloe pomegranate flavored
interesting
beverage.
So you quite get yummy. Big old chunkies in there.
Not chunkies, but more floaties, and you're getting a little texture with the sip, things of that nature.
There's aloe drinks where you get a big chunky. I've dabbled with an aloe before.
Yeah. These are not, it's almost like, you know, it's almost bubble tea-esque in the way you're sort of getting little chewies.
Yeah. I mean, look, you stumped me.
Sounds like a great Star Wars prequel. A bunch of little Chewies running around.
Prequel? I guess,
yeah. Yeah. You know, it's Chewie's brothers and sisters. And then they all die and he escapes. And of course, as we all know, he ends up in prison from Solo, A Star Wars Story. Ever seen
it? Sure. Yeah, I've seen it.
At any rate, final thoughts on the Bacardi Mojito. I'm in favor, personally.
Yeah.
I think this is quite a... It's an easier drink than I thought. I was quite worried about the mint being overpowering, and that wasn't the case. I mean, like, this is another one where, quite like the Sofia Rosé, where, like, you could be knocking this back, especially on a hot summer night. Like, you could just really be throwing these back with abandon.
Yeah. We didn't really talk about it, but, like, I feel like canned cocktails are certainly having their moment that probably started in, like, 2019 with the classic Fleabag gin and tonics. Everyone was so obsessed with Hot Priest, remember? And now yes. Everyone's eating hot chip and lying. Okay. But it is just one of those things of, like, It's a canned cocktail, which I feel like used to have a sort of trashy or like cheap
connotation. Definitely.
But now that I think the brands are leaning into it more, the canned alcohol drink is becoming much more acceptable as with the rise of seltzers. And as far as canned cocktails go, this one is one of the better ones I've had. I will give it a huge thumbs up.
Wow, straight. A huge thumbs up. I think that that is enough. That's adequate for us to put it in the Golden Thumb Club. Or at least, you know, it's a high silver.
Low silver gold. Like a rum.
Silver, that's perfect. It gets a high level, a top shelf silver rum thumbs up. That will, I suppose, have to do it for this episode of Bevy of Bevies. You can follow Cullen at Clatchley on Twitter. You can follow myself at C House and Jan. Of course, follow the podcast at Bevy of Bevies. We'll have another episode for you coming out next week. But until next time, don't let any mosquito bother your mojito.
Ooh, sip, sip.